And fairly soon you may or may not be seeing your superannuation payments rise from a guaranteed 9.5% to 12%. Whether that's a good thing or not, and whether it will happen or not, we've got the CEO of Industry Super Australia, Bernie Dean, joining us. Bernie, good morning.
Good morning, Keith.
What would be the impact if this mooted 12% rate was abandoned in favour of the current 9.5%?
Oh, well, it'd be pretty tragic, and it'd be a pretty bleak future for millions of Australian workers and their families. We're talking about real impacts to the tune of between $160,000 and $200,000 less in retirement income for the average 30-year-old couple that are on average wages. So there's plenty of those types of couples in South Australia, and that's what they'd be staring at if the government broke its promise and didn't proceed with the increase, the small and moderate increases coming in from July 1 this year. They've been promised for 6 or 7 years, and people need them now more than ever.
When you talk about needing that superannuation guarantee for retirement, what exactly are people looking at as far as costs into the future with their superannuation? Because we've heard a lot about how people might be better off putting that money into property right now.
Yeah, there's plenty of ideas floating out there about, how you could use superannuation other than actually saving for your retirement. What's pretty clear, especially with some of those ideas, is that you don't get the same value over the long term as you do through a superannuation investment. Superannuation is a favourable tax environment. It's low tax on the way in, and you have a preservation rule. So, yes, everybody is saving to make sure that they've got some money on top of the pension when they retire to provide for a pretty good standard of life. If you take super out when you're younger, you won't only end up with much less in your nest egg and therefore much less in terms of retirement income, but the value of that money in today's terms is going to be frittered away. So if you took the additional salary, additional superannuation as salary, it's going to be taxed at a much higher rate. So you will get much less of the value of that contribution from your employer. You've got other people suggesting that, oh, you know, you should put your super into a house. Now, we all know that outside many capital cities and regional centres that house prices are pretty depressed, and they're pretty high in other parts of Australia. The value of taking money out of superannuation and putting it into a house is very dicey, and we know that in most circumstances the price of a house will just go up and take account of the fact that people are tapping into their super. So super's always been a long-term game. It's been set up that way for over 30 years. And there are just some people, I think, in the Australian Parliament and outside that have just never got their head around the idea that this is a system that is built for the long-term and not for today.
Certainly something to think about into the future is that long-term aspect of superannuation. Bernie Dean, the CEO of Industry Super Australia, thanks for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thanks.